We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
You know why people want them to conduct business? Because they make money off the NFL.
And who's one of those people making money? Odell!
Dale Arnold.
Mutt here.
I came up with the perfect player comp
comparison
for Zion Williams. This is what Zion Williamson's career is going to be, according to Wiggy. Who?
Big Baby Davis.
Stop it. That's such an insult.
Rich Keefe.
Credit Miami. They played with unbelievable intensity and togetherness tonight, and I thought that they were clearly the better team.
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
You know, a draft status.
Yeah, I have the I'm immune to all this stuff.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to Dale and Keefe. It's a Wednesday edition of the program. No Dale, but we have Mutt and Wiggy. Gentlemen,
Mutt's
how are
in
you?
The building.
Mutt is here. Is three-man weave.
He's sad because of
UConn. What do you think of this? He is sad of a
No, I'm actually thrilled. That's a lot of time I'll not have to waste watching that team
this year.
That's
a good point. It's actually a bit of a boost.
It's a good thing.
Oh, I would say.
and Wiggy, if you think this is a bad sign for college football, I can talk you out of that in about 30
No,
seconds.
I don't think it's a bad sign for college football. I know that they're independent, and it's probably a lot more difficult for a team to invite them into a conference.
Their schedule was already decimated by COVID.
Yep.
The teams they were going to play were not playing out of conference games.
Right.
They are thrilled in Storrs, Connecticut and East Hartford as the sad piano music plays.
Is this where you guys want
and
to
I'm
start?
And I'm thrilled
UConn
as a UConn
football?
Supporter.
Is that what we're doing?
That they're not playing this year. I got a lot of thoughts.
A lot of thoughts.
Darius Butler's been tweeting about this morning.
One
Rich,
of the
very
greats.
Important
what
former UConn
Donald
product.
Brown say about it?
I'm not sure. Dan Orlovsky will join us at 11
what
o'clock.
What did Kendall Reyes say about it?
Kendall, pretty good player.
I know. I mean,
Kemba Walker's got to be upset too.
Kemba's got to be pissed. Shabazz
Anthony
Napier.
Sherman is so sad right now.
Also, the Sausage Man, whatever they call him there.
Jordan Todman.
Mott, are you a top 10 alumnus of UConn?
No shot.
Top 10
no,
alumnus.
I'm not a top 10
top
million 100? Alumnus.
No,
they're all
basketball
me?
Players.
They're all
men's and
Mutt
women's
are
basketball
in the
players.
Pantheon.
Yeah. Here's a good
Mutt,
side.
Shime didn't graduate.
Been on the radio in Boston for like 10 years.
No, you're fine.
The School of Communications never called to say, want to come down and talk to
not
the kids.
Once,
not
huh?
once.
Not
in Storrs,
once.
Canada. They don't even know I graduated. In fact, I'll say this. They spelt my name wrong on the diploma and in the graduation book.
And Orlovsky,
Mutransky, M-U-T-R-A-N-S-K-Y.
Oh, they added an R.
Yeah, that's not Dan Orlovsky's getting invited down there all the time.
All the time.
He's a star. He's a star on ESPN right now.
Mutt keeps editing himself into the Wikipedia of famous alumni. Like, Mike Mutransky, class of whatever. They keep getting wiped out of there. So we can get to UConn a little bit later on.
Good. Dyson thoughts. A lot of thoughts.
But you also, Mutt, have thoughts on one of Wiggy's maybe wildest takes. And Wiggy has a lot of takes.
I don't
That's
know
the
if
beauty
they're
of
wildest.
Wiggy.
I think
this one's
usually
wild.
Accurate.
This one, well, I don't know. We could probably do a track record of that at some point.
There's
as well.
A segment there somewhere.
But one of the NBA players who's taken the league by storm this year, mm-hmm. that'd be Zion Williamson.
Yes.
You are not as high on Zion Williamson.
I watched him play the other night.
Yeah, he played the other night.
He looked
pretty good. I
watched him play against Memphis.
What'd you think?
I told you, 3 years, he'll be Big Baby Davis, fat, out of shape, has struggles running up and down the court. And the league, they'll understand his game. His game, he doesn't have much skill set when you look at his game.
Are you you are judging a book by its cover. You just see a big guy and you're like, "Oh, big guys don't play basketball. Thick guys don't play basketball."
Since when are you anti-thick? When did you become anti-thick guy? You're a thick guy.
I love Charles Barkley. I thought Charles Barkley was one of the top 15 20 greatest players of all time, right?
Right.
I've said this from day one. The hype that Zion Williamson got
Yeah.
coming into the NBA And then looking at his game is not – he's going to be the most overhyped, underrated player.
But if he has Glenn Davis career.
Yeah. The most overhyped, underrated player?
Not underrated. Excuse me, not underrated.
Overrated?
Overrated.
Okay,
player.
Gotcha.
Thanks for clearing that up.
I'm sorry about that.
So I'm like, oh, he might actually be underrated based on how well he's played this year.
I'm saying the hype that he got, he's not going to live
up
to.
But he's already a better player than Glenn Davis. He's already better.
Yeah, I know. I was being a little like facetious.
Oh, okay. All right. So now we're chipping away at it a little bit. He's chipping away at it. So he's averaging 22.3 points per game as a rookie. And I know he's only played in 22 games, so it's not a full season. But that would be, I believe, in the top 20, 25 rookies' performances of all time.
Yep.
Counting back when like Wilt Chamberlain would score a million points just because that's how the game was.
Okay.
So he's already one of the better rookie scorers, it seems like, ever.
I would rather.
And you think
I would
he's
rather,
just putbacks.
I would rather John Morant over him.
Well, I mean, that's different than saying he's going to be a bust, though, because John Morant could also be a great player.
No. He's going to be a bust compared to the hype that he got. That's what I'm saying.
But that's so vague, though.
I'm having a hard time.
I gave you
goalpost guys. Good morning, goalpost guy.
Just inside the upright.
There's no goalpost guy. What kind of career should Zion Williamson have? He should have a career where he's
a perennial all star.
Where he is at least a double digit all star.
Check.
Double digit all NBA.
Check.
And a league MVP.
MVP
so
candidate.
You're adding that. League MVP.
Oh, he
on Monday,
be up there.
You said no. Okay.
No, so I said he didn't have to win a championship.
Because do you know how many MVPs Shaq won? Do you know how many Kobe won?
One. Yeah.
One.
We should bet.
And
that.
Those
so
are
I
two
said,
of the greatest players of all time.
Right, but you should, if you're one of the best players in the league, you should be able to win an MVP.
Okay.
Or be a, like right
be in the mix.
Let's say, how about perennially in the mix for an MVP?
Yeah.
Like, Kyle talked
NBA
about, like, they do the NBA stuff at the midseason. Like, okay, who's in the MVP mix? It's Zion Williamson constantly.
He'll be a 10-time All-Star. He'll be a
10-time
All-Star.
He'll be a 10-time All-NBA guy.
I told you.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
He's going to be.
The league's talented.
Because
though.
Wiggy's right about,
really talented.
Wiggy's right about one thing. I want to, before we point out how wrong he is.
Yeah.
He's right about one thing. He is wildly overrated right now. Not Wiggy, but Zion Williamson.
He's
imagine
overrated
him,
right
no,
now?
No, overweight.
Oh, overweight.
He's definitely carrying 15 or 20 extra pounds.
Of course.
Someone
he
went in.
That down?
He gained the COVID-19.
Well,
okay.
Listen, who amongst us did?
How about when he loses the weight? He's doing this now. He's catching alley-oops from half court. You said he couldn't go by anyone. I saw him go by multiple guys. Memphis on Friday.
You see him go by that big stiff for Memphis, the big stiff center. He went by him one time. He beat him. He beat him to the right, went by, and then he went by baseline.
Who was the athletic guy was trying to guard? It was not his center at that point.
But
tried multiple guys on him.
No, but
they couldn't stop him.
If you look at his skill set, right?
He's got a giant ass. If
you look at his skill set, I think what's going to happen with the league is what the guy from the Grizzlies did. I'm forgetting the center's name from the Grizzlies. Is give him space. Make him a shooter because he can't shoot, right?
He just turned 20 years old.
Yeah.
In July, he turned
20
years old.
How much hype did this kid have
coming? He had a lot of hype.
He had LeBron James level hype. When you talk about Zion Williamson, his hype was ridiculous.
Were they airing his high school games? Like they did LeBron? ESPN aired all his high school.
There's also
a million more channels now to air them.
I was going
to
say, they aired Austin Rivers' games.
Right. So,
I mean, good play.
I'm just talking about the hype train. We were hearing about he could be the next Charles Barkley.
I feel like for you, because you keep mentioning the hype, and for him to live up to it, he needs to be like a top five player of all time, which I think is unfair. That's kind of what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that you have to be in the conversation of top 20 all time.
What? Why?
That's a lot.
Think about players who've gotten hyped like that.
Greg Oden
didn't live up to the hype.
What about
Anthony Davis? Didn't Anthony Davis had similar hype coming out?
Davis
of
got hyped
he
up.
Had,
he was a unanimous number one pick.
They won
a national championship as a freshman there.
Yeah,
I don't know if he had as much hype as Zion did, because Zion's hype. Because remember, Anthony Davis in high school was a point guard. He grew from like 6 feet to 6'11" from his sophomore to junior year. So he wasn't
crazy.
He still has some of those point guard skills you can see on the court.
He wasn't getting the hype like Zion. It almost felt like since Zion was in eighth grade, there was like, man, look at this kid down in South Carolina.
We knew he was going to be the number one pick for a while. But, I mean, Ben Simmons was similar. Ben Simmons got a ton of hype.
But has he lived up to the hype?
Ben Simmons hasn't.
Right.
No, he hasn't yet.
He has nowhere near lived up to his hype.
But I don't think Ben Simmons
was on Zion's level. I think Zion is on another level.
But I don't know, because you had this take before Zion even played in the league. And I don't know how you could see him play and then still think you're right.
because it's not like he is, you know, struggling to fit in the NBA.
Because you mentioned points per game. I looked at it again this morning.
22.3.
His player efficiency rating, which is like the all-around game skill, would be top 13 or 14 in the league. And the other guys in front of him are all the best players in the NBA.
He's at a minutes restriction, too.
He's overweight. He's overweight right now.
So that's the only thing I think standing in the way of him being a 10-time All-Star is if he doesn't have 10 healthy seasons, then it's impossible to be an All-Star every year.
I think what's going to happen is it's like anything else, right? So he's kind of like the league doesn't really know what he is. They don't really know how to defend him. They don't really know what his skill set is. But when they start to see, okay, when he starts playing more, that's why I'm kind of giving him a pass for this season because he hasn't played a lot. He's missed a lot.
Yeah, but you're saying
but he's playing really well this year.
You're giving him a pass as if he was struggling.
No,
like,
this season as a real season because he hasn't played. He only played in what, 19 games before?
He's played a total so far now of 22 games.
Okay, so I'm not going to.
But I'm saying, but Woody, in those 22 games, he looks like he fits in nicely.
So in those 22 games, would you say Zion Williamson is going to compete to be a league MVP for the next 10 years?
Based on the minutes restrictions, the skill set, I do. I think he's a transcendent talent.
You guys are out of your mind,
he's a few years away from being an MVP.
Besides, layups and dunks. That's what he is.
Layups and dunks are 22 points. It's pretty good. Imagine when he gets a shot. He's going to be averaging 30
on a minutes restriction.
That's the point. He doesn't even play a lot. And they've, if you watch their games, mm-hmm. they have lost a handful of games because of the minutes restriction. They've been winning, and then they have to take him out. And then they end up losing the game. It happened once already inside the bubble. So I think he is going to be really good. Like, predicting a bunch of MVPs is tough because there's guys like Luka Doncic, who's really young, John Morant in his draft class, Jason Tatum, we're all expecting to make a leap. Plus, there's those guys that are in their late 20s right now that aren't done, you know, the Hardens and the Westbrooks and all those guys. So the league's super talented.
Yeah, he's going to be an all-star. He's not even the best player on his team, Brandon Ingram.
I like Brandon Ingram a lot. I like them both. And that's why I think they're going to be good. And the only way you can be in the mix for MVPs is if you are on a really good team. And they have the formula right now of being a good team in a couple of years. But nobody's winning MVPs their second year in the league.
No. But see, you're missing the point that I've been saying since day one. As much hype as this kid got and coming into the NBA, the career expectations that are put on him is, and Mike, you just said it, 10-time All-Star, 10-time All-NBA.
But is that his fault?
No, but you're saying two things.
You're doing two things. You're saying the expectations are too high. Like, he's overrated.
Yes, his
but
overhyped.
You don't think his game is any good.
No, I don't.
I don't think his game is.
And that's the part I don't get, because I say this in all, like, there's a Wiggy push here at WEEI. You're on every show, every promo. You're a star in the making.
That's because of,
you're a star.
I can't help that the bench only got three people on it.
I'm saying you're a star. I'm saying that, and I don't want this to be on like Jermaine Wiggins has gone national, but he still thinks Zion Williamson is not a good player.
When
I watch him play,
that's gonna
like he's a guy.
You.
If he was playing tonight on NBA TV, I would go out of my way to watch him.
I don't do that with a lot of guys in the NBA. He's must watch.
I think he's much watched because of the hype. That's why he's much watched. He's a must.
So Rudy,
he's
a double down on it.
He's a much must watch guy because of
triple down.
You knew coming into the NBA the hype that this guy was
getting. But he's lived up to that.
I think it's fun to watch.
He's lived up to that because there have been other guys that were the consensus number one pick, and then you see him play, and you're like, yeah, okay, fine. Like,
well, that's
fine.
Right now he's fun as hell to watch, though.
He's not okay. Oh, and
right
by the way,
now,
my question.
He's much watched because of the hype.
So LeBron James is the best player of this generation, right? This wave of players, right?
Yes.
The last 15, 20 years.
Yes.
What year, this is a little quick trivia question, did he win his first MVP? What year in the league?
I'm going to say year four.
I would say maybe year six.
Year six is correct.
How about that?
Year six.
Yep.
And so it's one of those things where you already knew. Now, he wasn't an all-star as a rookie. Neither was Zion. Although, if Zion was healthy, maybe he would have been. But regardless, neither one were. LeBron made the all-star game his second year and then every year since. Mm-hmm. So that's one kind of thing that Zion can sort of, you know, achieve. In those first few years, he was very, very good player, but he wasn't an MVP until year six.
Right.
So I don't know.
But you could also look at LeBron James' skill set and go, okay, this guy, he can do a lot of things. And once once he gets some type of shot, right? Because that was the way you defended LeBron. Give him some space. Because if you get too close to him, he's blowing by you and he's finishing at the rim.
Yeah.
So give him a little bit of space, turn him into a shooter. He worked on that. He got, and I'm not saying Zion can't, but Zion doesn't have the skill set to get by somebody by facing them up and blowing by them off the dribble. He don't have that skill set.
He can overpower guys. But he can overpower them.
But the problem is,
he's still big enough. He's going to be a beast.
Even if he overpowers certain guys, the problem that makes it difficult for him, he can't overpower guys like Giannis because Giannis is 6'11", right? The problem with Zion is he's only 6'6". And so even if he can overpower guys, he still doesn't have the length that some of the guys that he might be overpowering have to alter a shot.
But you just compared him to the best player in the league, though. Okay, so
Giannis
it's 6'6".
No, but I'm saying when Giannis has the ability to overpower guys, he could do that because of his length. Zion don't have that length.
But I guess my biggest problem with your Zion take is what we have seen of him this year, he's passing those tests. Like, he would be, games played, he's not going to be rookie of the year, but he has played like the best rookie.
So based on
all
his,
rookie,
based
like that,
on his
that is the right
set,
path to go to. It's not like he's had this really slow start.
Based on watching him play, right, for the 22 games, and based on his skill set, you think this guy could be MVP of the league?
Yeah, at some point. I say absolutely. At some point, I mean, you got to project, but I do.
At 19 years old, he came into the league and didn't miss a beat.
He's better than Giannis was when Giannis was a rookie.
No doubt. I mean, I don't know what Giannis averaged per points per game or minutes
not
per
much.
Game his first year, but
not much.
This kid came in and immediately looks like he's been in the league for a couple years. And I know he's raw and he's overweight. Mm-hmm. And I keep imagining him, like Wiggy said, getting a jump shot and getting in shape. And then he'll be that much tougher to defend. Guys have a tough time defending him now. They have a tough time keeping off the glass.
Giannis averaged 6.8 points per game as a rookie and wasn't an all-star. Giannis wasn't an all-star until his fourth year in the league.
Right, and we got to think, Giannis wasn't, there was no hype around Giannis, right? Giannis was a guy
The Celtics took Kelly Olynyk over
him. Giannis was a guy that nobody
knew. And paid for it last night.
that nobody knew about.
The clinic.
Zion is Blake Griffin at best.
That's a pretty good career,
It's a good career.
By the way,
it's a good career, but it's not a good career for the hype that you
But you don't even like it. He can't be Blake Griffin if you keep knocking how ugly of a player he is.
You can't say he's Glenn Davis and Blake Griffin because Blake Griffin's like, wait a minute, what?
I was joking with Glenn Davis. But if I had to compare Zion to maybe somebody, he's Blake Griffin.
Well, Mutt mentioned Kelly Olynyk. He was in action last night against the Celtics.
He sure was.
C's lost in the bubble down there to Miami. We'll get into that game coming up. It is Dale and Keefe with Mutt and Wiggy, Sports Radio WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
I said the lights get too bright, the booty holes get too tight.
On WEEI.
That's what it is.
They did a great job cutting. We weren't solid. They exposed that. Our defense has to improve from what it's been in the first, three games or so. But credit Miami. They played with unbelievable intensity and togetherness tonight. And I thought that they were clearly the better team tonight.
How's Brad Stevens after last night's loss to the Miami Heat, who were playing without Jimmy Butler? This is Dale and Keefe. Mutt and Wiggy are here. I don't know. For some reason, I'm still high on the Celtics. I look at these games kind of like preseason games still. And I kind of contradict myself because, we can get into the Bruins later. But when the Bruins lost, they just looked so awful. And I there's less of those games. And I'm a little bit more worried about the Bruins. Whereas the Celtics, I'm like, well, as long as Kemba's knee's good, he played a little bit more minutes last night. They're healthy for the first time all season long. I still feel all right about them, but there were definitely times last night where it was frustrating. I mean, they trailed the entire time. They never had a lead in the game, and they had their moments down to try to get back in it late in the fourth, but ultimately lost to the Heat, who are pretty good. I mean, it's a good team, but I don't know. What are your takeaways from the Celtics loss?
We talked about this the other day. It's all about Kemba Walker with that team. When you think about it, because if he's not healthy and he can't play a ton of minutes, or if he's on a minutes restriction during the playoffs when it counts, you only have one superstar, and you're not going to be able to beat those teams just based on the back of Jason Tatum. You're going to need Kemba Walker to be there because you don't know what you're getting from Jaylen Brown or Gordon Hayward.
Well, both those guys were pretty good last night. I will tell you, I thought the game sucked, Rich. It was. If you want to say it's a write-off game, that's fine. But that second quarter was as bad of any 12 minutes of basketball you're going to watch a team play this year. Miami had wide open three after wide open three after wide open three. Maybe it's a high noon hot take I need to save for later. But the league needs to make a change in their court and their 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no defense in that second quarter. And you're right, they fought in the third quarter. When Tatum made that run, a couple of stops. But overall, That did not look like a team that's going to be competitive with Milwaukee. Even with Kemba playing the minutes he played,
right?
That was not an effort that made me feel confident they can fight with Milwaukee for the Eastern Conference.
Well, they fight with Toronto, Philly without Kemba.
I was going to say, no. And those, and they even lump in Miami and Indiana. Like, they're not that far ahead of those teams, which is definitely true. I think it's very wide open, and that's why I'll take the talent, the top-end talent. And when you're really playing playoff games and it's – seven guys are getting time, maybe eight guys are playing, then I'll take what the Celtics have. But yeah, it does show you a difference. Against Portland, they shot 60% from three as a team, and then last night 30%. And they also, they tried running out the lineup of Walker, Smart, Brown, Tatum, and Hayward. So it's a smaller lineup, but it's their five best players. And Bam Adebayo just dominated them. Like, they had no... So if you try to run that lineup, first of all, against like Philadelphia, it's not going to work.
No.
Against Milwaukee, it's probably not going to work. Nope. And then turns out even Miami, it's not going to work. Because like in theory, you're like, you know what? In this day and age, just three or five best guys.
Positionless.
But it won't work. It won't work against Toronto either.
No, they're too big.
None of the teams they might play, it's going to work against. Yeah, and so I thought maybe
take that and shove it.
And
not going to work.
It's a small thing. But enough of Brad Wanamaker. Enough of Brad.
Whose decision is that?
That's Stevens.
That's Brad Stevens. Well,
but I've said this from day one. I always thought Brad was a good coach when it came to coaching nobodies, right? He could get the best out of guys like Isaiah Thomas.
Evan Turner, Kelly Olynyk, yes. Jay Crowder.
Right. Could get those guys like, you know.
But don't you think Jason Tatum is getting the most out of him?
No. I think he is, but the problem is, he doesn't know how to manage enough of the big star egos.
I think that was a Kyrie problem.
No, I think that was Brad Stevens.
I think
problem.
It was a, I know you do, but I think it was a
because
Kyrie
even
problem.
Now, right? I think I heard you guys talking about this yesterday, because of how you got Gordon Hayward.
Yeah,
you got Jaylen Brown.
That's right,
and you got Kemba Walker, and how does Marcus Smart fit into that? Because you were talking about it, you know why?
Well,
Fourier said
Fourier said Smart's the most important player on the team, which Mutt and I both disagree
does
with.
Does he get a win today when Marcus Smart fouls out for 16 minutes?
The third quarter? Like, you got to hang on there. You only get six of them, Marcus.
He fouled out in 16 minutes last night.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Fourier going, you know what? Kurt Rambis was the most important guy on the Lakers team. In the 80s.
Yeah, no, that's true. Let's go. Let's go to Mike in the Cape. He joins us next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Now, first, let me preface this with I'm a huge Brad Stevens fan. Like, I'm a huge Brad Stevens fan. And I'm not sure if my beef's more with Brad than it is with Danny, but how on God's green earth are we playing Semi Ojeleye and Brad Wanamaker on the same lineup?
Like, yeah, I know.
If I
scoring
have to
punch.
Semi Ojeleye yeah. brick another three, a wide open three. I might send my 8-year-old to go and show him how to stroke it. Like, it's getting out of control. And honestly, maybe it's not a Brad thing, and I know, and I'm with you, Wiggy. Like, if they have Kemba, we're done. Like, we don't even have a chance.
Forget it.
And a big piece of this, too, is like, you know, I see, like, Enes Kanter. Now, granted, he can't play any defense. At least he's contributing. Like, how can he not play any more minutes? Like, and I'm kind of done with Daniel Tice, too. I don't like his game. I understand he can jump and he can dunk.
They
like,
need to stop playing
that,
taco.
But, yeah, I
that's where you're going.
I'm not
that's,
there
that's
with you. I'm not there. But if you see him, right, like out of timeouts, Brad Stevens is probably the best coach ever. Like, they're the best. Like, out of timeouts, he's the best. But then they start getting into this one-on-one game when everyone's just pulling up with like 3 seconds left to go in the shot clock. It's like, listen, we have to have something more organized. And my last piece here, Marcus Smart, I'm telling you, man, for the last three games, if I have to see him foul someone on a three-point shot on a pick and roll, I'm going to lose it. Like, he's like that wicked good defensive player who just gets in everyone's grill and commits the most ridiculous fouls. Who is it? Dragic last night with the left-handed, right?
Yeah, yep.
He's coming right over the pick and roll and just steps into Marcus Smart because he's a knucklehead, and he fouls out in the third quarter. I think you just said it, Keith. Who fouls out in the third quarter?
Never see it. Like, you never see
pretty,
it.
Pretty
ridiculous,
impressive.
Dude. You got to be kidding me. Like,
yeah, that was
pump
brutal.
Your brakes, Marcus. Like, we need you for the whole thing. Yeah, and Fourier is a knucklehead. Like, are you joking me? He's the most important player on the team. Come on, man.
Yeah,
like,
hold on, Mike.
I don't know.
Is he now right? Because Marcus Smart fouls out. They
true.
Lose the
they
game.
They have it in the fourth quarter.
Is Fourier right?
He, I don't think
not
so.
Not only did he foul out, then he sat in the first row and is screaming at the official. Take a breath. To the point where Jaylen Brown is one of those cool things finally with the audio. You heard Jaylen Brown say to the official, hey, stop picking on Marcus. He said to the official, stop picking on Marcus because they felt like he was getting the shaft last night.
Well, then Marcus already got fined from game one talking about the officials. So he's like up against it. He's like DeMarcus Cousins right now.
And that's where I said that that's why without a healthy Kemba Walker, you're going to struggle.
Because of course. You are.
And even with Kemba Walker, I still think you could beat Milwaukee, but you're not beating any of the teams in the West. And that came to my, well, do you trade Kemba Walker?
I must trade Kemba Walker.
Because you have this piece in Jason Tatum.
The trade deadline was, I think, 5 months ago.
No, I know
and
that.
Now he's got Kemba
that.
Walker out
but,
of town.
But you have this piece, because I'm looking at this team.
Yeah, but
team
I don't know who you
to be a
championship
caliber team.
They're to, a championship caliber
all right,
team?
That's not the spot to upgrade.
Let me
say,
a championship winning
they need a big
team.
Fella. They need a big fella.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Sure, but you're not going to be able to trade Kemba Walker
how is he available for
the big cap.
Well, listen, I'm not the availability okay. punch, put this guy.
You know why I think
I'm not a
fit?
Capologist, you know what? You guys figure
you know
out the
what?
Nerd yes. work.
Wiggy's right. You know what I think they should go after, Rich? Let's take some calls.
Who's that?
John Morant. I think John Morant would be a great
fit. Oh, I love
how
John
about
Morant.
Zion Williamson?
Wiggy doesn't want Zion. He's a bust.
But when you think, and we talked about this, when you look at the Celtics team, can they win a championship?
They're not the favorite.
But can they win a championship?
I would not
yes
pick,
or no?
No. They can be competitive in the Eastern Conference.
I didn't ask
they're,
that. They're can
a
they
big,
win a
they're
let
a
me
big,
ask you this.
But it's not a guard away. They're a big man away from
can
the
they win a few
they're
more
an upgrade
caveats.
Over Daniel Tice and
no.
Cantor
if
upgrade
if they played
from,
the Warriors last year without Klay Thompson and without Kevin Durant, I think they could win that series.
Well, that's, yeah, is that team going to be
does LeBron have coronavirus?
Would they have beaten the Chauncey Billups Pistons? 617-779-7937.
Colin also brought up a great point. I don't need to see Semi Ojeleye take 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 threes
correct.
Ever in a game. Like, you're
well,
open? No kidding, you're open.
The reason why
that's good defense.
The reason why, it's because Brad did the same thing with Marcus Smart. Thought, you know, putting his head.
Let
that,
it fly.
You know, let it fly. That you're, let where it you're fly. A step back, you know, three-point shooter. You're trying to cross people up and then hit the James Harden three-step step back and hawking up threes. But when I look at this team, you ask, it's one question. Can this team win a championship?
No, they can't. But who said going into the year they could? Thought they could?
But can they win
they
a championship?
They can't. They got
upgraded
up front.
Next year.
But they need, on this with this roster, probably not.
But they need to win a championship,
unless, unless, this could happen. Time Lord might be as hyped as the Celtic fans think he is.
I like
because I read a lot of stories during the coronavirus break.
Shots.
The Time Lord was going to come out of how great this had been for Robert Williams. He was healthy now. He's going to come out. He's going to be a big factor. How about
huge factor.
0 minutes?
I'm checking the box score here. I didn't see him.
Wiggy
and
had his many
confirmed
minutes.
Did not play.
So unless he turns into the star Celtics Twitter thinks
he is against the Nets,
the answer is no.
Big, big
and that's why I look at this team.
And so has your confidence level changed with these exhibition games, or the same?
No, it's the same. It's all about Kemba Walker. If Kemba's healthy, they can beat the Milwaukee Bucks. Because I don't think the road in the East is
it's not flooded. There's more good teams in the East, but there's no like LeBron in your way or the Warriors for a number of years or the Miami Heat or even the 08 Celtics. Like, there's not that team, but 1 through 6 is competitive. Like, you're going to have a tough first round series.
But the matchups stink for them. They get Philly, a big Philly team in the first round, or even, I mean, they're it's you're right. They should be competitive with Milwaukee, but the Bucks are just a much better team. People have to the Bucks are better. I don't care they lost yesterday.
And it's
they're
like
better.
The caller said, right? They have one guy that can create his own shot when Kemba's not when Kemba's not on the floor, and that's Jason
Brad
Tatum.
Oh,
he's your guy.
And so at the end of game, and at the end of games when it's close games, how are they going to be able to, you know, win games if they can't create with a guy besides Tatum?
All right, so the Celtics are on the table. We'll also turn our attention to the Bruins, who played 4 o'clock today. We'll find out what Wiggy's confidence level is in the Bruins, with only 2 more round-robin games to go before they jump into the playoffs. We'll get to that. Your phone calls as well, 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Mutt and Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Enos Kanter.
Come on. It's a Wiggy Wednesday on Dale and Keefe.
I can go both ways.
On WEEI.
Let's go.
That's right, it's a Wiggy Wednesday on Dale and Keefe. No Dale, Mutt is here. Bruins in action at 4 o'clock today against Tampa Bay, coming off a terrible performance the other day. You, what's your confidence level, Wiggy, in the Bruins right now?
Not very good.
Yeah.
Low. It's low because they only have 4 games. They don't have this.
Well, it's a scrimmage game that they already played.
That's part of it. And then the 3 round-robin games. So you've already played 2 of them, and you haven't looked particularly that good.
No.
You've struggled, and now you only got 2 more, and it's against 2 very good teams. You roll into, if what happens, you roll into the playoffs, you're going to, you know, possibly be the 4th seed, and you're not going to be playing well. And we know in hockey, we hear it all the time. People say it, an 8 seed can beat a 1 seed any day.
I have read that. Yes,
it sure does. You know what's the best playoffs of any playoffs? Matt, have you heard that as
NHL
well?
NHL playoffs, come on. The handshake line? Wait, they had that this year?
I hope not. They got to get rid of that. I don't like the format because you take the best teams and they're basically just playing an exhibition and they just kind of are skating through the motions. Cool. And now you're going to play a team that just won a real series. You know, Carolina just swept the Rangers. Carolina is playing great right now. And if that's who you end up playing or whoever you end up playing, played a real mini series that they won.
Right.
And you're meanwhile are tinkering with stuff. You had Halak in net because Tuca like said he had a cough or whatever. So the format, I think, is going to lead to even more upsets this year than normal.
This is a weird spot because the Celtics didn't come out and say they're treating this 8-game schedule like an exhibition. Bruce Cassidy said these are exhibition games for us. Right. They're not playing their best. I mean, who knows why they didn't play Rask the other day, but apparently he is healthy.
He had a cough.
If he's healthy and they're only playing these exhibitions, then why should you be worried? If they're not playing well in exhibition games, when have we ever sat here and said, boy, exhibition games matter?
Well, it's not about it, but it's not about exhibition games matter. And I think, see, the problem that you have is when you look, there's been plenty of seasons where you go, through the first 12, 15, 20 games of the season, Bruins don't look good or a team doesn't look good,
and
right?
And now that's a 7-game series and you're out, you're sitting there, you're like, wow, we just lost in 5?
Right.
What happened?
And so they don't have that. They don't have the room for, you know what, all right, well, you know, maybe we come out, we're not as good. Well, you know, Pasta can't find the back of the net. The first line doesn't look good. But we have 20, 25 games to get this thing going because we have the whole season. You are basically starting a season where you're playing 4 games and then you're getting into the playoffs.
Right.
You don't have room or you don't have that luxury of going, oh, we got some time. It's an exhibition. Let me tinker with lines. Let me see where we're going. No, you got to be, when you hit the postseason after these 3 exhibition games, you better be on hitting on all cylinders or pretty close to it because the next round you play, if you don't play well, see you later.
Well, they also were like one of the best teams in hockey before.
But that don't mean anything. That could have been 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think it does.
I think it does matter. Ago.
Assuming Tuukka Rask is healthy,
what does it
mean? I think it does matter. It matters that they have the back class to be able to get on the ice and realize we're a pretty damn good team. Those games are in the background.
But
these games now count.
Was 5
these games
ago.
Count. The coach said we're not really trying in these games. We're right. He said that before or during COVID, during one of his Zooms. We're going to treat those like exhibitions.
So you
we're
think
not gonna,
they can just turn it on?
See,
I don't know.
I think they have a better shot of getting to the finals in their league than the Celtics do in the NBA. I think it's more likely the Bruins
going
are representing the East than the Celtics are.
Going into this, I would have agreed with you, but just watching these games, and I know it's only a scrimmage in 1 game for the Bruins and, what, a couple scrimmages in 3 games now for the Celtics.
It's easier in basketball because we just said the Celtics, if healthy, they probably have, you know, the best, I would say, top 4 talent-wise.
They do. They do. They got a ton of talent.
They're not better than the Bucks.
No.
They're healthy or not. They're not better than the Bucks.
Their top 4 is better than the Bucks.
Talent-wise, they have.
Whose top 1 is better?
Well,
whose top 2 is better?
Line?
I think that's a different conversation. But talent-wise, their starting lineup, 1 through 5, you look at their starting.
But also the Celtics, Bucks, Sixers, Raptors, they're all in the same boat. They're playing 8 games. Like last night, the Bucks lost to the Nets. Giannis played 16 minutes. He got bullied.
He did not play in the second half.
But that's how they were playing. So all those teams are playing their 8 games however they want, making sure their guys are healthy. The NHL format is so different because 1 through 4 are just playing like a fun little like seeding games.
Right.
5 through 12 are playing real playoff games. And so they're going to be hitting the ground running.
And if you're telling me hockey is the one sport where an 8 seed can beat a 1 seed any day.
Especially now with the momentum.
What do you think a 4 seed playing a what? 5 seed? Right? A 4 versus?
But they're not really a 4 seed, though. See, it's a fake 4 seed. You can call them a 4 seed if you want, but they're the 4 seed only by virtue of having had to play this dumb. Rich is right. The format is stupid.
If they're the 1 seed.
But it's not a real 4 seed.
But if
they're the second best team in the Eastern Conference.
Well, all right, let's say even if they're the 1 seed, couldn't an 8 seed legitimately beat the Bruins in hockey?
Yeah, we saw it last year with Tampa.
But yeah, they're, yes,
especially.
They could, yes, but couldn't the Celtics lose in the first round of Philly?
They could.
We just said it was a bad matchup
they
for
could.
Them.
Right, but if Kemba Walker plays, you think that the Celtics are a better team.
But my point is...
If the Bruins play... Who would they play as the 4-5? Carolina?
So, no, they could... Well,
they're a better team.
It'd be Pittsburgh. The 4-5 would be Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh right now is tied with Montreal 1-1. So, I mean, could be Montreal, but although Montreal would face the top seed, which doesn't look like it's going to be the Bruins.
Now I have a popsicle headache. Thank you very much.
It's a pain in the ass, is the thing.
It's about how they're playing, and they don't look that good.
But my
good.
Point is, they could play the Hurricanes, who just swept the Rangers, played three real games, and won all of them.
Right.
Meanwhile, the Bruins are kind of like tinkering around with what they want to do for three games, and then, all right, now play for real, and I don't know if they
and
can
then think that. They could just turn the switch on?
Yeah. Here's why I'll say that, because coming off of last year, what happened? Didn't we all think they'd be slow out of the gate this year?
But that's different, though.
True, the hangover, what happened in the final, they came out this year, and they were ready to go.
How many months of training camp did they have?
It was a quick turnaround, because they played so long into the offseason.
It's not like this, though.
No, but that's fair. They did get off to a good start. I think most people thought they wouldn't.
But hand raised. Yeah. I thought this is going to be one of those NFL teams that gets right to that Super Bowl, they lose, and they just have a mediocre year the next year.
Yeah,
they came out of the gates as hot as any team,
right,
so they can do it again in the postseason.
They had that time, right? They had that training camp. They had that time to get on the ice, knock
But this is their training camp right now. They're treating these exhibition games like training camp,
not treating them like
games.
Four games is not enough to think that you could just – you cannot compare this to them – losing in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals and then coming out the following season and being hot. They were off for 4 or 5 months. They basically got a couple of weeks of practice. Pasta
wasn't there.
Pasta wasn't there. So it's not the same format. Then you get one real scrimmage and three exhibition games.
All right, the NFL deadline to opt out is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So we'll get you the latest on what's going on in the league right now. How many players is it up to? You can join us as well, 617-779-7937. It is Dale and Keefe with Mutt and Wiggy, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.